This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Are we going to war? Are we going to war because we have two guys going through one of the biggest peen contests we've ever seen? Fire and fury comment that Trump made. You know, it's interesting. As a family doc or as anybody in the psychology field would say, he's definitely peacocking and double downing and trying to make North Korea back off. And it's interesting because everybody's kind of ripping on him, saying he's instigating it. He could be. I don't know what the answer is. All I know is Kim Jong-un is not the one to want to have his legacy or his time in power a quiet one. I think he wants people to fear North Korea. I think he wants to make a splash. And so I honestly think that Kim Jong-un, with their aggression and with their, desire to show off their nuclear weapons, I think it does deserve a response. You know, and if we do go to war with North Korea, I'm not going to blame Trump. Now, I could see why people do. You know, whenever you have somebody that's angry, you know, and you're like, well, don't tease him, don't goad him, don't instigate him, I don't think Kim Jong-un is somebody that's just kind of sitting there quiet that you're trying to poke and wait until they turn into the Incredible Hulk, like we saw in the Avenger movie. I think this guy is, already poised to make some sort of a splash. And so, you know, did Donald Trump's words scare anybody? Well, from what we understand from Business Insider, this is how it went down. Hours after President Donald Trump said he'd respond to more North Korean threats on the U.S. with fire and fury, and that's what people are forgetting. North Korea has threatened us. Okay? So, you know, Trump didn't just say, oh, you know what? I'm, you know, bored today. I'm going to go after North Korea. Okay, North Korea is threatening us. So do we draw another red line and not do anything? Right, like the last administration did? You know, I told you guys, you know, with parenting, you know, when you're trying to get your kids to do something or you're trying to parent your children, you know, you make a red line and they cross that red line, you have to make good on your promise. Right? Otherwise, the kids know that they can get away with something, but more importantly, they know you're weak. So, like, if I tell my kids, eat your vegetables, okay? And I go, eat your vegetables or else you're going to ruin your room with no supper. Okay? You know, they're like, well, first of all, the supper stinks. Mom, you can't cook. Second, the vegetables suck. So I get a phone call or whatever. I get distracted. Right? They just go about the merry way. They get away with something. If I don't go back and I step my foot down or put my foot down, they're just going to, you know, blow me off. They're not going to respect me. They're not going to fear my words. And I know we really don't want kids to fear parents, but sometimes they need to be scared that, you know, they're going to be in trouble. There are going to be consequences if they don't do what we say. Okay? We know what we're talking about. And I use fear a lot with my kids. You know? My son's like, I hate school. I don't want to go to school. School sucks. I go, all right, well, you know, do you want to be without a job? Do you want to be homeless? Do you want to be on welfare? Do you want to, you know, not be able to support a family? Is that what you want? So, yeah, we do use fear. So it's something we do parenting. So why not? Why wouldn't we see it in the political realm? Why wouldn't we see this with our leaders? Now, is Donald Trump a Ronald Reagan? We don't know. We have yet to see. You know, Ronald Reagan, people feared. Other countries feared Ronald Reagan. They're like, nah, he's going to do it. And Donald Trump has been pretty consistent with him trying to look like a badass. And so North Korea responded to Trump's threat of, do I have the actual quote? What did he say? But he basically said it was going to rain fire and fury. Anyway, so North Korea responded with their threat, saying it was going to consider a missile strike on Guam. Okay, now Guam's like, wait a second, why are we in the middle of this? Excuse me. You know, I know we're kind of a fun country to say, Guam, but can we be out of this one? So Trump said he has been very threatening beyond a normal state of Kim Jong-un. And he said, as I read it, they will be met with fire, fury, and frankly power, the likes of which this world has never seen before. So North Korea, 2 hours later, released a statement mentioning that it would consider striking Guam, the Pacific island that is home to a massive Air Force base and U.S. nuclear strategic assets. So North Korea said at the time that the missile could carry a heavy nuclear warhead. And I guess that has been confirmed. So Guam's Homeland Security Advisor, George Charteris, wanted to reassure everybody on the island, saying their defenses were ready. All right. And Governor Eddie Calvo took a kind of a more sobering tone, according to Business Insider, saying, I want to ensure that we are prepared for any eventuality. So, you know, if North Korea is threatening, you know, what should we do? Ignore their threats? You know, or should we say, look, you know, you mess with us, we're bringing the rain. So I, you know, I'm not the president, but, you know, with my background in psychology and parenting and even with patients, okay, you know, you need to look like you're a force not to be reckoned with, not to be messed with. And, you know, if we do have the ability, don't be saying you're going to rain fire and fury if you don't have it. And trust me, I don't want to go into a nuclear war. But if we really have a country and somebody with a real bad haircut trying to tell us that they're going to do harm to our military and we say nothing, we do nothing, all right, we look weak. So, you know, will you goad a person into starting nuclear war? You know, will he be, you know, Kim Jong-un be at the point of no return where he has to make good? And, you know, he's been threatening since day one. So I think if he wants to do something, he's going to do it. If he doesn't want to do something, he's not going to. I don't think Trump's words are really going to make or break the difference. Yes, can you know, put somebody over the edge? You can. But that's why I talked about these stress tests. If you could really put somebody over the edge, it's not you. Anything could put them over the edge. Anything could tick them off. Not just Trump. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes. Or get a free incorporation toolkit, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake and Manny who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess the U.S. News ranks the top 20 hospitals in the nation, plus hospitals based on a whole variety of subspecialties. And it's an important list. It's a good list. But I gotta tell you, I've been to hospitals not on those lists, and they did a damn good job with me. And I've had surgery. I've delivered babies. I think I had an IUD put in. Whatever. But let's kind of give you guys a list, and you know, see if it's in your area, and you know, it's. I think it's great marketing for these places. But just because they don't make the list doesn't mean they're bad hospitals. So what do we have here? The Best Hospitals Honor Roll takes both the specialty rankings and the procedure and condition rankings into account. Hospitals receive points if they were nationally ranked in one of the 16 specialties. The more specialties and the higher the rank, the more points they got. And they also were rated high performing in the 9 procedures and conditions They say the top 20 point getters made the honor roll, which had a maximum of 480 points. So if the max was 480 points, Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota came in at 415 points. Mayo Clinic always usually seems to top the tippity top. They're pretty damn good. Then Cleveland Clinic. Cleveland Clinic came in next, then Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore, then Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston, UCSF Medical Center in San Francisco, University of Michigan Hospitals and Health Centers in Ann Arbor, then Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center, Los Angeles. I did my last year training at UCLA. Loved that hospital. But I've told you guys about my training. I really love the training I got in Nevada because I got to do more hands-on. But still, great medical center. Number 8 was New York Presbyterian Hospital in New York, obviously. 9 was Stanford Healthcare, Stanford Hospital in Stanford, California. They do that. You know, just in case you don't know where you're going, and they call it Stanford Healthcare, Stanford Hospital. And if you're like, well, where is it? You know, well, because here's the thing. All right. My husband went to, I believe, the Cleveland School of Chiropractic, but the Cleveland School of Chiropractic was in L.A. He didn't go to Cleveland. So I guess Stanford's like, okay, this is ridiculous. We're going to have to put Stanford in our name 3 times just to get the point across. Number 10 was the Hospitals of the University of Pennsylvania, Penn Presbyterian, Philadelphia, Cedars of Sinai Medical Center, Los Angeles. I was born there. It used to be called Cedars of Lebanon, but now it's called Cedars of Sinai. So they did something damn good there. Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis, Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago, UPMC Presbyterian Shadyside in Pittsburgh, University of Colorado Hospital in Aurora, Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, Philadelphia, Duke University Hospital in Durham, North Carolina, Mount Sinai Hospital, New York came in 18, NYU Langone Medical Center came in 19, and the Mayo Clinic in Phoenix came in number 20. I told you guys, my grandmother used to own the land that the Mayo Clinic parking lot sits on. And she was taking care of my grandfather, who was really ill and in and out of nursing homes for congestive heart failure during the 80s. And she had to sell the land to somebody. The person she sold the land to was the one that sold it to Mayo Clinic. That's just the story of our life. We really miss real estate opportunities just over and over and over again. All right, so in terms of cancer... So the best hospitals based on cancer, I'm pulling this up now, I apologize, if they'll let me. This is according to U.S. Health News. They say the best is University of Texas MD Anderson, right? Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York, Mayo Clinic, Dana-Farber Brigham and Women's Cancer Center in Boston, Seattle Cancer Care Center in Seattle, John Hopkins in Baltimore, Cleveland Clinic in Ohio, Hospitals of the University of Pennsylvania, H. Lee Moffitt Cancer Center in Tampa, USCF Medical Center, Stanford Healthcare Stanford, Massachusetts General, and Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center. That rounds off number, let's keep going, University of Michigan, USC Norris Cancer Center, Keck Medical Center of USC, Northwestern Memorial, Mayo Clinic Phoenix was up there as number 17, Mayo Clinic Jacksonville number 18, Barnes Jewish number 19, and Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals number 20. And, you know, there's more on here. You have, you know, University of North Carolina, OHSU, Wake Forest Baptist. So there's others. But, you know, one of you had written me, this was like years ago, that you had been told to go to Sloan Kettering. And your family member had a rare type of cancer. And everybody was optimistic. They went to Sloan Kettering and they died. And you had asked why they were, you know, so well known for cancer. They, you know, seemed to be inadequate or inept. In fact, at the end, or not at the end, but very early into the treatment, they said there's nothing more we could do. And you seem frustrated by that. And, you know, we get frustrated with hospitals and medical centers, and we get all excited when we hear, oh, the best hospital and the best this. But, you know, remember, we're human. Okay? Humans can't fight nature all the time. You have a rare type of cancer, or you have a cancer that just decides to be really, really vicious. Right? You know, you could go to the best hospital in the whole entire world. That doesn't necessarily mean, you know, it's going to be able to fight the disease. I mean, look at what happened with Charlie Gard. You know, he was suffering from that, you know, DNA depletion syndrome in London. And so, you know, news broke out that in America, there's a trial going on that could maybe help him. So there was, you know, this big court fight to let him come to America, etc. And there was a lot of back and forth going, A, does this, will this medical treatment even work? Are we just, you know, blowing smoke up people's tushies, you know, trying to make it sound like it's, you know, the best of the best? Or is there really a shot? And, you know, as a doctor and scientist and, you know, whatever background we have as we go through our schooling, you always expect the unexpected. And, you know, sometimes something may work. And, you know, even if chances are, you know, nil, you know, especially when it comes to a baby, you know, and, you know, we talked about this Charlie Gard case, you know, you want to, you know, give it your all. But, you know, is there an argument that we shouldn't be giving false hope? You know, I mean, like this, you know, best ranking hospitals in cancer and cardiology and best children's hospital. Really quickly, let me say the best children's hospital for cancer, St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital in Memphis, ranked number one. Dana-Farber Boston Children's Cancer Center came in number two. Children's Hospital of Philly came in number three. Texas Children in Houston. Cincinnati Children's in Cincinnati. John Hopkins in Baltimore. Children's National in Washington. Children's Hospital Colorado. Children's Hospital L.A., Nationwide Children's Hospital Columbus, rounding out the top 10. You know, you're not going to sit here in the medical community going, you know, if you got stage 4 melanoma, yeah, you know, our hospital is good, but don't get your hopes up. Nobody's going to go to that hospital. Remember, hospitals are businesses, okay? They can only stay afloat if they bring in funds. Not all our hospitals are getting government funds to keep them afloat. Okay, hospitals are closing if they don't make money. And so if they want to get that sort of a recognition, then they need to show that they are, you know, working with the newest and the latest, and they have some success rates, even if they're just extending lives. They need to demonstrate that. So if you see anybody on these lists and you hear, well, but somebody still died there, of course, people die in hospitals. That's what happens. People die. So, you know, we you know, give it a shot, and, you know, are there certain doctors that have had more success and they're at different facilities? Yes. And many times they're not at these big, huge facilities. You know, one of the best cancer doctors that I've ever known is Dr. Gilbert Nyamuswa. I've worked with him for years at, I believe it's Nevada Cancer Centers here in Las Vegas. And this guy has been phenomenal with all my patients. And, I you know, he works out in Las Vegas. And works out of multiple hospitals here in Las Vegas. And if anybody ever said, look, I need an oncologist, I would say him all the time. I mean, hands down. I don't know anybody over here at St. Jude's Children's Research, but I know who's here in town, and they're damn good. So, you know, we need to be realistic. You know, we need to understand that, you know, when something bad happens, you know, to you, like cancer, bad things can follow. But then we also have to remember, like, you know, with Jimmy Carter. Former President Jimmy Carter had stage 4 melanoma to the brain, and he survived. John McCain, 3 cases of melanoma, survived. Is in his 80s. Now he's fighting a new brain tumor, but he survived melanoma. Melanoma is one of the nastiest cancers out there. So we have people with brain tumors. We have people with leukemia. We have people with lymphoma. We have people with, you know, anaplastic, all these weird sort of rare cancers. And, you know, we've been able to do miracles. And we try to tell their story, and we try to raise money for more research. And thank God for, you know, organizations like the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society that, you know, work to raise money for research, because they really get credited for these kids and adults living now. But we also have to be realistic with our hopes. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. We got 16 governors who have now declared state blood donation days, including Missouri and Mississippi. I am very, very excited. Thank you all, governors, for trying to help stop our blood shortage and resupply our blood centers and hospitals and medical centers. Thank you again so much. We are hoping Donald Trump can declare the National Blood Donation Week September 4th through September 10th. Please write your local governors and thank them for supporting this cause, and write Donald Trump and say, look, help us out. It's bipartisan. It'll help your legacy, and I'll take the media off, any of the tweets, that are forth spewing, and give you some positive press, I'm hoping. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Not getting positive press is this Orlando daycare where, this is a cluster. Talk about bringing the rain. If I was the parents, oh, my gosh. Apparently, a three-year-old died in a sweltering van at an Orlando daycare facility. The Little Miracles Academy had been, though, cited prior to this. The ESSA was cited in a July 11 inspection for failing to log when children arrived and left, as well as where they headed, a report from the Florida Department of Children and Families shows. Miles Hill, a child at the center's care, spent about 11 hours in a hot van Monday outside the Little Miracle Center in the city's Paramount section. He was supposed to head to a second Little Miracles location about 2.5 miles away, but he never got out of the van. Criminal charges were pending against the driver, who admitted she didn't do a head count when the van full of children arrived. Didn't she watch Home Alone? I mean, you always have to do a head count. This is according to Orlando Police Chief John Mina. Miles remained in the van, which returned to the Paramount location where it sat all day as the temperature climbed to 94 degrees. The little boy would have turned 4 on August 22nd. Daycare workers did not find his body until 8 p.m. Monday. His grandmother, who has custody of Miles, called the daycare to find out why the van hadn't brought him home. Miles' aunt, Barbara Livingston, rushed to the facility where she found out that the baby was dead. If you leave your child with someone, that person has a responsibility of taking care of them. Livingston said she's 71 years old. He had to lose his life because of someone's neglect. It's not right. It's not right at all. If you have 6 kids, get in the van. You make sure 6 kids get out of the van. Apparently, this Little Miracles Paramore location was cited several times by the state in the last 2 years. Close them down. This is horrible. DCF last visited the location on July 11th, found the workers were not properly recording departure and arrival times. And that came up after a March 6th visit, which was written up for 3 violations. The 3 workers present were not monitoring children during nap time, attendance records weren't kept for fire drills, and medications were not properly kept out of children's reach. All were fixed at the time of the visit. They say, so obviously they feel bad. They say our hearts are broken by the news of the loss of the child. We will assist all those who love Miles in any way possible as they mourn this tragedy. DCF child care licensing staff are conducting a thorough investigation and will also continue to coordinate with law enforcement as they investigate. Now, Robert Neesmith, the attorney for the daycare's owner, told the Daily News he plans to hold a press conference once all the information was gathered in the case. I don't know what their defense would be. Well, the child was hiding, and he wouldn't let us count him. Okay, then you bring in the National Guard to find the kid. Okay, if you have a kid that goes hiding, okay, schools have procedures for this. We are on lockdown till we find the kid. When I see this, you know, having been an employer, the hair on the back of my head or the back of my neck just stands straight because, you know, I've seen people and employees do things halfway. And, you know, the hardest part for me as an employer is making sure my staff did their jobs. And when I would hire managers, the managers weren't doing their jobs. And we had some staff who were phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. But we had others where I had to be very selective, you know, in terms of keeping them or not, because, you know, you have abnormal labs and those need to be on my desk for me to review, and then we need to call the patients back. And if that doesn't get done, or somebody decides to accidentally shred something or throw something out, you can't, when it comes to patients' lives, be half-assed. Same thing at a daycare. You can't, when you're dealing with babies, little kids, and any individual, you can't be halfway. And many of these jobs are like that. And, I don't know if people are distracted because they're texting or they're Pokemon Going. Is Pokemon Go finally done? Are we all done with that Pokemon Go? Because I'm really sick of that subject. But, I don't understand I think everybody's so afraid of being obsessive compulsive and no, I don't want to look like I'm double checking and you checklist. All right? You checklist. Who cares about this diagnosis of obsessive compulsive? Okay? You have to be on it. You know, I did that. I had to take roll, you know, one day and I was like, no big deal. You know, if a student doesn't show up, no big deal. Yes, it is a big deal. Because if I have a medical student that doesn't show up to my class, well, are they going to be a good doctor one day? It all matters. And you have to make it matter. And, you know, we've kind of lately changed, you know, our attitudes about, you know, we're not going to stress, you know, about it. You know, what happens, what happens. You know, let it, you know, just like even with Obamacare. We're like, you would let it fail. Anthem now is pulling out of a lot of states, including Nevada. I think Nevada's only going to have two insurers, HPN, and then a new one, a Silver State, that's coming on board. I don't know how good that's going to be. But, you know, well, you know, let's just let it fail. Let's just let, you know, let things happen. Let nature take its course. We need to maybe change that attitude. Maybe we need to change the attitude that you lose a child on your watch because you did something stupid, you're going to be in jail for a long time. Now, we also don't want people covering up. I don't know how this happened. And the poor kid. And you know, it's a bus. You guys have tried to open up those windows on those buses. You can't. And if you can't open up the car, and it's only 3 years old. How does a three-year-old know how to get out? Just absolutely frightening. And we just really need to, you know, get our acts together. And we don't. We, you know, and I know this was one case, but, you know, at a daycare. But we have parents that leave their kids in the car. You know, stupid stuff. Now, mind you, we've all done stupid stuff with our kids. You know, forget to, pack extra diapers, you know, forget their vaccine record when we go to the doctor. Okay, we'll do things, you know. But if you are going to do something that can unfortunately put that baby's life in jeopardy, you have no business being that kid's parent. And we have a lot of idiots out there. We have idiots in schools. We have idiots as parents. We have idiots as babysitters. And I just don't understand. You know, you have parents so desperate to, you know, have a babysitter because they want to go to a concert or they want to go to an event that they'll find anybody to watch their kids. These are your kids. This is your most prized possession. Would you have anybody watch your diamond necklace? Oh, no, because they could steal it. Well, you're having that same person watch your kid. Well, they won't steal my kid. So they'll steal your diamond necklace, but they won't steal your kid? You know, this is what you need to do. You need to be able to trust, okay, whoever is watching your kids. You know, some people say, well, you know what, I trust her. I just don't trust the boyfriend. The boyfriend would steal. Well, then if you think the boyfriend would come in and steal, that boyfriend could do harm to your baby. That boyfriend could rape your daughter. If you really don't trust anybody, there, then don't trust them. Well, I don't want to look obsessive, and I don't want to look paranoid, and I don't want to look like, tough. These are your kids. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we are expecting Tropical Storm Franklin to become a hurricane later today. It is off the southeastern coast of Mexico. It is expected to become a hurricane later Wednesday, according to the National Hurricane Center. As of 10 a.m., it had strengthened with maximum sustained winds of 70 miles per hour. It's expected to make landfall in Mexico Wednesday night or early Thursday as a hurricane, and then it's expected to weaken. It can, however, build up more steam as it goes back out to the ocean, but we'll look at that in a little bit. They say forecasters are tracking an area of low pressure about 400 miles east of the Leeward Islands. It's moving northwest in the western Atlantic and has a 40% chance of developing into at least a tropical depression within the next 5 days. Now, the storm is near Coatzacoalcos, Mexico. It's about 165 northeast of Veracruz. And we aren't expecting an American hit, but I'm really, really worried about the next one, Gert. Okay, remember we talked about the names of the Atlanta hurricanes? We had Arlene, Brett, Cindy, Don, Emily. Not Hurricane Emily. No, you don't get hurt by an Emily. Franklin M., maybe. But coming up next is the Hurricane Gert. That's the one that scares the hell out of me. Now, I'm not the only one that's scared, all right? We have a report here from Bloomberg that the hurricane season may generate as many as 19 Atlantic storms. They say at least 5 to 9 will become hurricanes, with 2 to 5 becoming major system with winds of 111 miles per hour or more, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Storms are named when their winds reach 39 miles per hour, and the agency had predicted 11 to 17. Now they're predicting a few more. So basically, Category 1 hurricanes, you're a Category 1 hurricane if you are at least 74 miles an hour. You're Category 2 if you're above 96 miles per hour winds. You're Category 3 if you have sustained winds of 111. Category 4 if you have winds of 131. And Category 5 if you have sustained winds of 155. They say in a given year, the Atlantic Ocean averages 12 hurricanes, with 2 becoming major. By major, they mean Category 3 or greater. Now, Hurricane Katrina, back in 2005, was at one point of Category 5, but when it hit us, it was at a 3 to 4, depending on the source. Some say it was Category 4, some say it was a 3. And even if it was a Category 3, it still tragically killed 1,800 people, caused over $108 billion in damage. They say the deadliest hurricane to ever hit the U.S. soil was the Great Galveston Hurricane of 1900. Over 10,000 people died. So, nobody's saying Gert is going to be the bad one yet. I don't know. I just don't like that name, Gert. You know, Franklin Gert. Maybe Gert is female. You know how they go back and forth? Gert, that a female named Gert? Okay, that's scary. How, am I the only one fearing Gert? So anyway. So they say, El Nino, which, you know, was marked by a warming of the equatorial Pacific, could have a great influence on the Atlantic storms. The phenomenon of El Nino increases when wind shear in the ocean can kind of tear apart tropical systems. They say the Earth's most powerful storms, obviously, can result in major, major damage. Florida, of course, is usually, hit early on. We're right now in August. We still have probably a few months left. Hurricane season doesn't end until November 30th. So just to quickly review, what should you do to prepare for hurricanes? All right. You got to make sure you get the latest alerts. Some of us, this is news to us. Really, there's a hurricane around the area? And you want to know days before. Okay. You know, a day before a hurricane, the stores are all empty. The shelves are empty with water and supplies, so you want to, weeks in advance, be prepared. I would suggest every spring, start making your little, get a closet and start loading it up with supplies that you need. So, you know, they suggest in terms of water, you want to make sure you have a gallon per day per person for at least 3 days. And don't forget your pets. They say a quarter to a half gallon of water per pet. Now, the fish should already be in their water, but if somebody knocks over the tank, that's going to stink. So make sure you have some extra water for the fish. You want to have canned goods, flashlights, a medical supply kit, batteries, blankets, cash, medications, and waterproof containers. All these should be set aside for disasters. You want important papers and waterproof, fireproof casings. And this should already be done. Okay, you should already have your Social Security card in a waterproof casing. You should already have all this stuff. In terms of medications, you should every month change it out, have your blood pressure medications, your diabetes medications, your heart medications, in your old pill bottles. Keep those old pill bottles and label them for emergency. But you don't want them sitting around for a year. So each month, change out the pills. So you always have fresh pills in your emergency kit. And then you have the medication that you need. If you have an extra antibiotic, that kind of stuff. It's always good to have. According to ready.gov, they say hurricane winds can cause trees and branches to fall. So before hurricane season, trim leaves and limbs and damaged, you know, parts of trees so to keep you and your property safe. Secure loose rain gutters and downspouts. Clear any clogged areas or debris so you get less water damage to your property. They say reduce property damage by retrofitting to secure and reinforce the roof, windows, doors, even garage doors. We store so much in our garage, but my garage is open. I don't want to say open, but there's areas for bugs to get in. There's you know, I guess, you know, maybe the ground isn't even. I don't know what the hell's wrong. But if you don't have a good seal on your garage door, get one. Portable generators. You know, if you don't have a portable generator by now, I don't know what to tell you. Okay, but you need to make sure you have a generator. They say remember to keep generators or alternate power heat sources outside at least 20 feet away from windows and doors and protect it from moisture. So make sure you have an area that's not within the house because you don't want to get carbon monoxide poisoning. But you want to make sure it's also covered so it doesn't get soaked up and, you know, flushed out during a hurricane or blown away. Never try to power the house wiring by plugging the generator into a wall outlet. And then they say consider building a FEMA safe room. All right, FEMA has ideas on how to do a safe room. So, you know, have an emergency plan. Make sure you let your family members know, you know, hurricane's coming, this is what we're going to do, etc. We've talked about evacuations and stuff, and particularly this one, we're not too worried about it, you know, making an American landfall. But, you know, the decision to, there was a hurricane that hit Florida last year, and my family didn't leave. They're like, why? Yeah, we're fine. We're staying here. We're staying put. No need to go. You know, we got kids and dogs and, you know, why are we going? And so, you know, if you do have any family members that you think are going to be in the line of fire, invite them. Say, look, just take a vacation. We miss you guys. We need you here. Okay? You don't have to think of like you're evacuating. But, you know, we here in a safe area, like I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we never get any hurricanes. Sometimes we wish we had some rain. We just don't get enough. But please, do not wish for a hurricane. And, you know, we look at people going, gosh, you know, they're stupid. They're not evacuating. Well, you know, to leave your home, to evacuate with your fish and your pets, and to find a hotel that may be already booked, that's not an easy thing to do. So, yeah, I get it. All right, when we come back, we got a lot to talk about here. Okay, so marijuana use. They say now, we got some bad news. Has been linked to death by high blood pressure. So even though marijuana is supposed to be safer than smoking cigarettes, we have this latest study saying marijuana use could increase a person's risk of death. We also have issues with a woman who tried to pop a pimple, and she turned out to give herself a dangerous staph infection. Then we have more on the salmonella outbreak, and video games could be a lot worse on your kid's mind than we think. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, the other thing, too, I want to talk about really quickly here is there's something called an exercise pill. This exercise pill mimics the effects of going to the gym. All right? This may be pretty exciting. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.